This is a Clink Studios podcast.
Welcome to Spill the Soldiers pregame, where the spilling is yet to start, but the fun has already begun with me, Chelsea, your host for today. Joining me today in this episode is the one and only Selena. Say hi.
Hello. Hi.
She's back.
I'm back. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, don't worry. And I'm pretty sure the people who know Selena or who follow her would know what will we be talking about today. But before we start, don't forget to follow us on all our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Twitter and on Instagram. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook, and at STSPodPH on Twitter. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast to hear more of us in the future. Everything is linked down below. So without further ado, Selena. Hey.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You're good. Okay. So do you have...
Yes.
Okay. Now's your time. Do you have any socials to plug or... Yeah.
Just my Instagram. Selena Cruz at Instagram. 2 C's in the beginning. And that's it, I think. My website, selena.cc.
Yes, she's back to being a vlogger or whatever.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've kept you waiting long enough. We will be talking about The Boys.
Yes!
Let's go. We are so ready for this. For those who don't know, Selena is a dobby. Am I right? Did I pronounce that right? She is a fan of The Boys. And if you go back a few episodes earlier, Ashley and I did an episode like this on Treasure. And recently we had our and Citizen friends do an episode on NCT. Now we'll be doing one with Selena on The Boys. So, first question, for those who don't know, who are The Boys? Like, who are they?
Okay, The Boys debuted December 6th, which is also the day we are recording this. I love you, The Boys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So, December 6th, 2018, so it's been 4 years. They debuted with the song Boy, and they've had a lot of albums in the past years. Mm-hmm. Their latest release is Maverick.
So good.
And yeah, they're an 11-member boy group. Age range is 1996, the eldest, which is my age. And then the youngest is 2000. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're a very all-around group. What they say is they're an all-center group, like visuals with the talent and everything, and I really agree with that as a fan since 2018.
Yeah,
so, and that's The Boys.
So they're an all-center group. I would say a very performance heavy group. So you look at their dances, oh my goodness. Okay, we'll get more on that later, but for you, Selena, how did you get to know The Boys?
I would see, like, at first, I would see posts about them on Twitter. You'd be like, oh, okay, The Boys. But I didn't familiarize myself with them until I saw their... Yung ipdok video ko was yung... During Gidea Pira for Dingo, they had like a jackpot live. So basically, they were just having fun and singing the song. And I don't know, I just enjoyed this was my very first video of them. And I just enjoyed watching them and seeing them having fun. And you can really tell that they're really close with each other. Mm-hmm. And there's no specific reason talaga during that very moment. But I just said, okay, maybe I can try standing The Voice. And then, when I got to know them more, I realized that they're super hardworking and they perform with such passion. Mm-hmm. And just seeing them, I wanted to be a fan that will cheer them on until they really succeed.
That's true.
You're like, oh, okay, they're a rookie group. And I want to see them get more awards, get more recognition. Mm-hmm. And I guess seeing that after 4 years, it's very, very proud moment na, yeah, I'm still here.
They've accomplished so much, like, diba? Like, they're getting so much recognition now after, especially after Kingdom and RTK.
After RTK and Kingdom talaga.
Yeah. Fun fact, that's how Selena got me into the boys. So.
Yeah. RTK.
RTK was the gateway for me. You touched up on this in the previous question, but why did you choose to stan the boys? Like, why the boys, diba? Out of the many groups in K-pop. Ayan.
Why?
No crying. Okay.
No, I don't know. Maybe mainly because of my biases.
Which was
Kevin and Jacob.
Yes.
And you can really tell that they're a family na they've gone through so much together. And the way they connected fans, meeting them in 2019 during the fan sign, I was super nervous, you know, going up the stage until I was seated down. But as soon as I started talking to them, they were very nice. They'd lead the conversation if they know that you're nervous. Aww. They'd be the one asking the questions. And then, which I really appreciate. Because I didn't have a script at all with them. So I just went with the flow. And even though that was like a two-year anecdote na, like, even after 2 years until now, seeing how they talk to fans during like online fan calls or during actual fan sites, they're still the same. They're still like the same warm people I met 2 years ago.
She's gonna start crying.
That's what I really appreciate about them, is they're, you can really feel the sincerity from them when they interact with fans, may it be like their messages on Fan Cafe or like their 3-hour long V lives.
Yeah, their V lives especially. Like, I always get notifications like the boys starting. I'm like, again.
And they have, you know, they have vlogs, they have, you know, they tweet a lot, they post selfies and whatever. And you know, just the way they connect with their fans, I find that very genuine of them. Yeah, I love them so much.
Stan the boys. And yeah, I like just getting to know them. I'm not even like deep in them as you are.
Not yet.
I'm not limiting myself, but I know their names, I watch their shows, I know the songs and all of that. And like, yeah, you can tell talaga na they're really hardworking, especially since they had to grind their way up to the top, diba? Unlike others na, ano, pagka-debut, nandun na agad. But the boys had to work continuously and really hard.
Yeah, and since they came from a really small company, they were the only group under that company. I think na, when they joined RTK, at first the fans were a bit would be too hard for them.
All fandoms.
Right. RTK. Anyway, so during RTK, they proved everyone they can do it naman. Performance after performance, they delivered really well. And I guess with the start of RTK, then that's how they gained a lot more fans, which is why now they are very, very popular in the because of RTK and Kingdom.
Yeah. And grab it, the artistry and all. Oh my God, it's that's why I like them, because that's how Selena got me into. She tried a lot of times. Like, oh, we watch this show, watch this other show. When she showed me RTK, that Danger performance, that was it for me. I was like, okay, I get it. And then the bias that she was, kung kanino niya ako nire-reto.
Guys,
it was like, okay.
Since Chelsea is a dancer, I gave her the main dancer, Changmin.
The weirdest bias I have to date, but I love him so much.
Weird.
But I say that with lots of love, because he's so. But when he dances,
super charming.
Like, bye. He's so good. Okay, moving on. if anyone would, sige, parang sinasabi nila, okay, sige, the boys sound interesting, what song or what album would you want to recommend to those who want to start, you know, getting interested in the boys?
I would say, personally, I really like the Reveal album. It's a full album, full-length album, yes. So the range in that album is super good. You know, there's like the bright songs and there's like the very dark songs.
Tama.
And I just think na Reveal and the songs inside that album really tell a lot on yung colors ng the boys and what they can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also, if I were to recommend, like, you know, not songs, you can, yeah, like Chelsea, you can start watching their Road to Kingdom performances. Because
yes.
Those performances are, like, every performance is like a masterpiece, like, in their own way na, okay, this one is very, the effort that they put in every performance talaga, you can really tell na super,
high level, you know, the stars. Like, you can set your expectations high when you watch. Because
they will deliver.
Because they will deliver.
Thank you so much.
Tama, tama. Actually, nasagot mo na rin. How to start standing the boys? Road to Kingdom.
Road to Kingdom. But if there are people who want to, like, watch actual shows, you can watch their pre-debut show, which is Flower Boy Snapshot.
Yes. Yes.
Super totoy. How do I translate totoy
so
to English?
Cute. Like they were like very young and fresh and flower boy.
Very young, fresh, and yeah. Pre-debut.
Yes.
And then other than that, they have like shows with Wendekay, the boys RPG, they have the boys school. They also have the boys the play.
Yeah, yun ba yung nag-prepare sila ng performance? Na they were in a house.
Oh, that's the 100.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of shows. So if you wanna get into them, they have a lot. You can choose a lot and just go around those choices. They have a lot of vlogs in their own channel, which I really appreciate.
And their V lives.
And their V lives. Their six-hour-long V live.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, their birthday V lives. Very iconic then.
Actually, yung maganda rin sa boys is, like, they have a lot of members. So,
they do.
That I was, like, so set on. Sige, Changmin. But then there's Sunu. And then...
Sunu.
And then there's some kind of... Hyunjae right there. Parang ako,
you know,
ano na? Tapos may Yeonghun minsan na nag-hello, ganun. So, I don't know. Oh my God, ang dami nila. Ang saya. That's what I always with those na maraming members na group.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, well, for me, especially sa Road to Kingdom, that came to their advantage because there's a lot more of them. So
yeah, they really filled up the stage.
Sobrang punong-puno yung stage. And ang dami nilang nagagawa because they can, while one group's dancing, another will lift another member, another will throw another. And like, it's so good that it's, wala, ang galing. Ang galing. And I think because of, parang, when they went on Kingdom, parang I think that was also a way for them to push themselves, I guess. Or
yes,
maybe
definitely.
That it was that opportunity talaga to show people kung ano talagang kaya nila. Because prior to that, it was very few performances lang na papakita nila to show like the full capacity of their, you know, performance.
Right, yeah.
Pero nung pagkikita mo sa Kingdom, all performances after that was just...
Grabe.
Wala.
Right.
Like, they leveled it up na rin. Kasi parang I think for them, alam nila na kaya nila. And like for their audience, alam rin ng audience nila na kaya rin ng The Boys yung ganong concept. And wala. Nakakatuwa. Because just, I don't know. Because it's just, from an outsider's, I would call myself an outsider for now. Pero, well, I do know them. But like, hello. Yeah. But, oh my God, talaga, ang pogi nila lahat.
all center.
Ang pogi nilang lahat.
And I guess since they won after the Kingdom and joining, having to join Kingdom and joining another survival show, they definitely felt a lot of pressure.
For kasi sure.
Since, yun nga, they already gave so many performances for RTK. Sure. What more can they offer for Kingdom? And like what you said, ayun, they delivered super, went beyond the expectations. And even though there were a few rounds where they ranked low. Mm-hmm. At like sa finals, they still ranked second.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
That's
and
true.
I guess it really showed in how much the fandom increased with how much people streamed their songs and how their songs charted.
Tama.
And yeah, it's just amazing.
Tama.
Deserve
naman kasi. Alam mo yun. Like, I watched the whole Road to Kingdom. All groups did great. Like, oh, ang galing nilang lahat. I wanna stan all groups who join Road to Kingdom. Because,
RTK family.
Ang galing nilang lahat. But for me, personally, I was always leaning towards, like, the performances of the boys. Kasi, another favorite of mine was Pentagon and ONF. Oh yeah, and
yeah,
basta ang galing nila ng Road to Kingdom. Tapos pinasok mo sila sa Kingdom with more groups that like we're already more familiar with. So
yeah.
Parang it just upped the ante even more with galing. Yung Fire and Ice nila na performance. Bye.
Oh my gosh, no air.
Yes, like bye.
Girl.
With the little tango. Like, I can't.
Oso le mio. Yes. My gosh.
Like,
Ma'am.
Hello? Ma'am. Yeah, but when I got to know the boys more, parang such a diverse group of boys. Like, as I said nga with Changmin, like, I knew, like, from the surface, like, he's so charismatic when he dances. But I know he's, like, a cute little fluff ball when he's off stage. But then here comes his interest in in horror films, in Annabelle, in Chucky and Annabelle, like, calling the Chucky. Was that the Chucky or Annabelle?
The
Chucky doll cute.
He's cute.
Tapos nagigigil siya. Parang ako,
so cute.
Yes. Sige.
It's like my serotonin video.
Yeah, as in,
and then Saturday, I watched it.
Sobrang cute niya. Ngayon lang nakikita so na nagigigil kay Chucky. Sobrang
Chucky lover. Chucky replied to him pa on
Twitter. I can't. He's so cute. Tapos,
successful fan.
Grabe. And like, Juyeon, it's like, another, so good, as in, and then here we go with Jacob and with Kevin. As in.
Can we talk about each of them? Ba?
You can go.
Okay.
Go from the eldest.
From the eldest, well, the eldest is Sangyeon. He's the leader. How would I describe him? He is, again, since he's the leader, he really takes care of the members well, and he puts the spotlight on the members.
I noticed that.
Okay, really. Just do your thing, guys. But if I need to control anyone, that's where he comes in.
Yes.
When they get too chaotic, where he comes in. Or he's in charge of the dad jokes, and then he has such a great voice.
Super.
Which you can see in Kingdom. The spark performance thing.
Yes,
yeah. And if you just watch his vocal performances, you get his range is super good. And yeah, I just hope we can get more solo performances from him because his vocals are really good. Next, and Sangyeon, I guess he's really good in English.
Who is he?
Yeah, like when I met him sa fan sign. This is like a joke, inside joke, but I call him like speed dating king. Only because when I met him, he was like, "Oh, hi, what's your name? Oh, you're from the Philippines. Oh, okay." And then he answers the question. He doesn't even look at me. He just answers. And he's like, "Oh, is that a letter? Oh, thank you. Oh, I know, And then I asked him if he could sing a song. He was like, oh, later, later. I was like, no, now.
Speed. Then, okay, speed dating.
And then he was like, and he suddenly held my hand. And he was like, okay, I'm going to sing to you. And then he's like, oh, I love the Philippines. I really want to go back there. Mm. And then, oh, what's your favorite song? Oh, okay, bye-bye. And just like that 2 minutes, a lot of things happened. But it was okay. And he's just very nice. Aww, English king.
English king. Yes.
English king talaga. And then, next member. Oh, this is a lot though. Okay, you can do this.
You can do
Second
it.
Member is Jacob. So Jacob is one of the English line members. He's mm-hmm. from Canada.
Canada.
Specialty is singing and guitar, but he is also into dancing a lot.
Okay. I'm gonna step in here because... Because there are times wherein I message Selena and then I tell her, oh my God, si Jacob. Like, si Jacob, grabe, grabehan ang galaw niya. And then Selena goes back to me and she's like, girl, alam mo ba, hindi yan, ano, nung before debut? As in...
Yeah, there's no dancing background at all. He went to Korea as a trainee. He didn't know how to dance. But I guess, just like, fun fact, his mom was a traditional dancer.
Hey, it's in the genes,
bro. Yeah, it's in the genes. You know, he just had to like
to
let
train.
It out eventually yeah, and train.
Sobrang galing ni Jacob sumayaw, and he's like one of the hardest hitters in the group.
Hardest hitter.
Honestly, she's so proud to say, yeah.
He's so good. He recently said that he's into dancing a lot too, which I'm very
so
happy for him.
Because nice.
That tournament, before it's just like, you know, singing guitar. Mm. And but now he's improved so much. Jacob, he's one of my biases. That's why I'm like this. But
yes.
Yeah, he's a very sincere guy. And I'm just really proud that... through the years, he's been more open
yeah.
with his feelings,
yeah.
More expressive now. And I think it helps, you know, inspire the fans na, you know, if you're not okay, that's okay. Oh, and that's forgiven Aww. Also. And yeah, Jacob is a soft boy,
soft
but
hour.
Goes hard on stage.
Tawa.
So
Tawa. That's a good way to sum him up. Yeah. Yeah.
Next, oh my gosh, next is Younghoon. Younghoon is same age as Jacob. You know Younghoon, right? He is an actor as well. Super handsome and super affectionate
yes,
member.
Yes.
Like he always loves hugging the members. And then you can also watch his Eat the Boys video where he sings Say Something, and he also acts in the video, and you can tell that he loves his fans. Like yesterday during the concert when they were doing their ending bits, he was like, oh, I have a letter prepared, and it is a printed copy of his message. And then first sentence pala, like he started crying and he just so cute. I'll send you a video later.
Okay.
But he was crying, and then he turns around, and then he stops crying, and then he tries reading again, but he still cries. He just kept crying until like Hyunjae stepped in to read the message for him. And he really loves the fans and super cute. He's a baby.
Niya,
super sincere niya.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Next is Hyunjae, Chelsea. So Hyunjae, he is one of the vocalists, like vocal group in the boys. Such good vocals. He's also a great dancer.
Yep.
And he's super handsome. Like the boys has this thing called Bermuda Line. So it's basically the top. They're all visuals, but you know, the top visuals
yeah.
that when you start standing them, like you know, Bermuda Triangle thing.
Yeah.
Which is true, because, oh my gosh.
Girl.
Hyunjae.
Alam mo, dati, hindi ako masyadong nagpo-focus kay Hyunjae. Kasi, wala. And then I got more opportunities to see his face.
Oh, girl.
And then I was like, I get it. like, I haven't been the same since. I haven't been the same since.
He is so handsome. Like, I don't understand also.
And the fact that he's good, like, he's not just good, like, he's really good at both singing and dancing. It's like, no. Stop. No.
And he's super kind-hearted, ma'am. Like, when the members are crying, he's known to be the one who doesn't cry. But that's because he doesn't want the environment, like, the vibes to be sad. Yeah. So, when someone cries, he immediately goes to them and he tries to, comfort them, which I really appreciate. He's a really... really great big brother to the other member. Even though he's super playful, like he plays around, super kulit niya, he still does his job as a big brother to them.
Nice.
Okay,
who's next?
Kaya natin to. Juyeon is next. So, si kaya pa ba? Juyeon is also a main dancer along with Changmin.
I'm pretty sure, I think, a lot of people who would go into the boys would see Juyeon as a familiar face because he's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Magazines, you know.
Special stages.
MNL, Artists of the Month.
Yes, yeah.
He's... How do I describe Juyeon?
He's,
As a dancer. As a dancer, Chelsea, what would you say? And you know, his limbs are very long.
Yes,
because
that's movement. It's always a good. It's all I always. I just realized. It's like no, for me, because it's really hard for tall people to look to not look awkward when they dance because of their long limbs.
Mm-hmm.
But Juyeon puts that to his advantage by always just going all out and stretching whatever he has. That way, his lines when he dances, it's like, it's so good. And I love how there's, like, you know, very contemp elements, jazz elements when he dances. And again, going back to that tango in Kingdom, I'm like, yes! Yes! And yeah, he looks like a really very... rugged ballerino when he dances, and I just cry because ang galing
niya. He's so weird, but like in the fandom, like we, the members especially, they tease him a lot because there's like this meme, like Juyeon isn't slow, the world is just too fast for him. So you know, he's super precious when he talks to fans. Super nice. Mm. He was the first one I talked to during fan sign, and he was so nice. He was like, oh, what's your name? And then when the conversation was supposedly about the end, I was supposed to go to the next member. He started with another conversation because I guess he wanted to practice his English then.
Cute.
He was like, oh, what did he say? Oh my gosh. Yeah. He just started talking about the Philippines, I think. Yeah, and he was like, oh yeah, I really love the energy. And he's just so cute. He likes reading books, you know, poems.
Aww.
He likes rom-com movies. Yung mga ganon.
What a guy.
Like, he's a,
what a guy.
What a guy, right? A guy. And yeah, like, with his very charismatic self on stage.
Mm.
Behind that, he's just a very genuine guy who thinks about things a lot and all that. And he has like a mini show, and if you check their channel, he basically interviews each member and their conversations or stuff that they don't really say in interviews.
Oh,
and
I'll
it's really nice. Yes, walking with Juyeon, guys.
Oh,
let's walk with Juyeon.
I love a talk show host. I love that for him. Okay, next member.
We can do this. Kevin. So next member is Kevin Moon. I would have to like talk about him for a one whole episode, but to keep it short, Kevin also grew up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the boys after after joining K-Pop Star, which is an audition program. And oh my gosh, how do I describe this man?
How does one describe Kevin? I feel like Kevin to you is like a warm hug after a long day's work. You know, like
yes, he is friendship, best friendship. Yes. That he is unapologetically himself.
Yes, yes.
He
will blast very out Beyonce if he wants to.
Yes. And he is known as Golden Hands because in whatever challenge he takes, always somehow succeeds very excellently.
Also, he's the one who drew the artwork for their album. Tama? Yes.
Yes. Starting with the very first album, they had like a limited edition version where the cover was drawn by him, and then the following albums after that, for Giddy Up, the limited edition album, then he was the one who helped direct like photos for the photo book and everything. I was just really cute because he's very hands-on.
And he also designs some of the merch, diba? Like, nag-design din
yes,
siya
ng merch. He designs the weapons. And, like, going back pre-debut, he was part of student council, and then he was part, like, of Red Cross.
Star student. And
he's very star student.
Yeah.
He was in the school band. He was people that you'd look up to at school, in high school.
Yeah.
He was that guy. And bringing that energy into the boys as an idol, I just think that he's just...
I don't know. Like, Kevin, like, I just know Kevin has such a bright future ahead of him. Like, I just know with everything he's doing now. And, like, you know that he's already interested in it, diba? So... Go, Kevin. We love you so much.
He wrote in his letter. I'm gonna bring up his letter last night after the. Did you see that?
No, I feel like.
He says something like, because it's rooted from Eric's speech in the concert as well, which I'll bring up later. But he was like, I hope you guys remember that we are your cheerleaders. That. You don't have to make us your top priority. He says something like, I hope that we as a group are not your priority, but one of many sources of happiness in your life. And as we continue to make our dreams into reality, the boys are there to cheer the fans on, like, to achieve their own dreams. Oh my gosh.
Tears.
I just think that as an idol, it's such a brave thing to say, especially knowing how K-pop works.
How the companies want us to view them.
To view them. And just to have a K-pop idol tell you that you don't have to prioritize us. Like, put yourself first. Because, what we're doing is work.
Mm-hmm.
It's work, but you have your own work then, you have your own lives that you have to build up and on your
such
own.
Such a nice thing to say, Kevin. What even? Best boy!
Love you, Kevin. Yes. Yeah, he is a very open book. He's an open book. He always brings up mental health. Then, it's okay not to be okay at times, but he's just a very precious guy, and I always hope that he's happy.
That's right. And also, if you wanna see also how his mind works, there's a video on Twitter wherein someone asked, "Is a hot dog a sandwich?" So, and it just spirals all the way down. Like the conversation that he and Jacob has is gold. So go check it out.
Yes, please check out Kevin and Jacob's lives. You will not regret it.
Yes, so entertaining.
So, in conclusion, Kevin is a warm hug you want to receive when you get home. Very best friendship. It's like you grew up with him kind of feeling. He'd bring up very old references like Disney and Nickelodeon and all that. I think he's not real, honestly. But being able to talk to him a few times, he is real, guys. Confirmed.
Totoo
siya. He's a real human being. Tama. And yan, he is best boy. Thank you. Baka humaba pa kasi sasabihin ko.
Yeah. Tama. Next member na.
Next member na, please. Next is new. Chani. Oh my gosh, Chelsea.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I love how Chani.
What do I describe? Oh my gosh, I think Chani, you can say Chani is like the mediator in the group. In a way na when things get super chaotic, like Sangyeon, Chani would do damage control talaga kaagad. And he's just super, super nice.
Alam yung energy na nire-radiate niya. It's like my favorite tita. Alam mo yun? It's like I just wanna hang out with him.
I know.
All the time. And he just gives out sassy remarks when he wants to and all of
that. Right. And he would decline marriage proposals and all that. His energy is very, I don't know how to describe it, but he is Chani. And like pre-debut, he was known to be one of the members who really worked hard for his trainings. He'd do part-time jobs, like so much part-time jobs, just so he can take vocal lessons. Wow. And like, this is super side note, but he is, I know he's Catholic, but he's Christian. And he, whenever like a fan talks about religion, like as a joke, na parang Chani, I recently got into the Chani religion, he'd be like, no, you should be a Christian like me, like let's go to church together. He's really cute. He's super cute about it. And cute. I remember in one of their behind videos, I think before their debut, before their debut, they were like in a small circle and they were like praying together. And it was
Christ.
That's super cute. Like, I love Chani so much. Like, recently he's been growing on me, especially. And he's just, when I met him, he was trying his best to speak in English and like the conversation going. And he's just really, and yeah, I'm just super proud of him after RTK because he wasn't really as confident as he was with dancing. I guess also with his build, kasi. He's very lanky. But after the RTK performances and everything, you can really tell that he got a lot more confident with his dancing, which I really appreciate. Yes. And I'm just really happy that he was able to hone his skills along with the other members during, you can see in RTK and Kingdom were like
a
turning point for them as a group with like teamwork and their skills individually. And yeah, Chani's voice also, please watch his videos. It's so good.
Tama.
I love you, Chani. And he's also very fashionable. Yes. Please look at his outfits as well. Thank you.
Yes.
Next. Okay, next is Changmin. Chelsea. Next is Q. Q or Changmin. He is one of the main dancers. He is the first one to join the group in the boys. He trained the longest along with Sangyeon.
Learning so much.
And you can really tell he's very, oh my gosh, the way he interacts with fans is super nice, not to the point na he's cried a few times during fine signs and fine calls.
I saw the video cover, he cried. Oh my god, my heart. Cried,
right? Like, just a background, he's the youngest out of all the siblings and he's the only boy, so he has older sisters. And he mentioned before that his sisters, like, they put a pause on their own dreams to help Changmin achieve his. That's why Changmin, like, super hardworking to give back to his sisters in a way, like, to succeed, not just for himself, but for his family. he, oh my gosh, when I talked to him, this is funny because he'd speak to me in Korean. I'd reply in English, but he'd still speak to me in Korean.
Cute.
But, you know, like, we could still communicate in a way, and he was super nice. He was like, oh, it's your first time here, right? And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, thank you for coming. And, you know, he's just super, super nice and very boyfriend, if I may bring up his photos, his selfies.
Very boyfriend.
He's the national boyfriend today. He knows what the fans want. He knows what we want for.
He delivers.
He knows what you want for our lock screens.
Yes.
And all that. He loves his dog very much. He has a vlog about it, which you guys can also watch. He's very passionate with his craft, with dancing, especially when he leads the group with choreography and everything. And Alan, he's such a gem. He is very, you know, genuine, hardworking, and you can really feel that in every performance that we make, talaga, and with how he treats the fans, which is like how the boys treat their fans, talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And then next is Haknyeon. Almost there. Haknyeon. I knew Haknyeon from Princess 101.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
He was the cute prince guy.
Love him. And, loved him in Produce.
Even though na he had like issues with how Mnet portrayed him on the show at one point, you can really tell na he really loves the group, he loves the boys, he loves the fans. And even with everything happening in the past, he works hard for his for dancing and singing.
Really good, I must say. Like,
right?
Especially like when his facial expressions when they perform. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Diba?
Yes.
He's so good. And he's really good in English.
Mm.
Super good in English. Na during fans, and he was I complimented him and he was like, no. I was like, no, you're so good. Like, he's also good in Chinese, I know. I call him a prince because he does equestria and he knows how to, yeah, he does equestria. And also, Julian has a diving license. Anyway, yes. And Jacob has a driver's license, thank you.
Much needed information.
Yes. Gosh, Jacob. Anyway. Yeah, equestrian, and he knows how to surf, I think. He knows how to, basta, all the very bujang, rich boy things you would get from that guy. I know he does golf then.
Wow.
But I call him a prince, like Jeju prince. And I love his energy lang talaga. He's always like the prankster in the group.
Mm.
His jokes make the boys laugh a lot. And he's such a ball of sunshine. And I'm just really glad that he's in the boys and he has the members with him. They're a family. Yeah. I love you, Haknyeon.
Okay.
And then last two. Sonu. Can you please talk about Sonu?
My weakness. My weakness.
I can say for the past almost 4 years, because I'm training as a fan in April next year. But for the past years, Sonu's popularity really skyrocketed, domestically in Korea and internationally. And I can't blame him for that.
Look at the guy.
Look at the guy! And the way he treats fans, you know, very, very flirty, very, you could have playful. He does the 3-hour V lives a lot. He has all around that guy is all around as well. He's a good dancer, he's a rapper, and he's also a good singer. And you know, he writes his own raps, he makes his own songs. Listen to Barry on SoundCloud or just go to the boys SoundCloud in general. Sonu is, my gosh,
Sonu is what a guy. I mean,
what a guy, right?
I feel like he knows what role he has to fulfill, and he does it perfectly.
Right. And he is so good with his words, like when he leaves letters for fans, or he's just, I don't know, you can see that he's poetic in a way. Like Hakyun likes writing poems. Anyway, so Sanu is a very, he's a personality, I guess, na you, paano ba? His energy, the energy he brings to the group, it's just super big. It just helps balance out the group, like as a whole. Sanu, guys, yeah, watch 100 Degrees by Sanu.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, last.
He's so good. Lastly is Eric.
Mr. Eric.
Thank you. Eric is the energy boy, Eric. He is the youngest. He lived in LA for an amount of time, so he knows how to speak in English. But he has been forgetting his English lately. That's why his mom has been telling like Kevin and Jacob to keep talking to him in English so he doesn't forget.
Cute.
Super cute. Yeah. He loves the fans. Mm. Like every Pepero day, he buys Pepero and he writes a card for the fans.
Come on.
He always says, like, always remember Eric loves you. He writes letters on Fan Cafe a lot. Mm. And I just like how he reassures the fans that, you know, the boys are always thinking of you guys. We're not here if it, I, yeah, you wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. And bringing back something I brought up a while ago, during the speech, he had the speech in his phone. He was like, I'm okay, I'm ready, I have everything in my phone. But he couldn't bring his phone on stage, so he had to write everything down, like in a rush. So he brought out his script last night. And you can see na, you can tell na it was super rush and it was back to back pa. He had like a number report of the things he wanted to tell the fans. And yeah, like Yonghun, he cried. Like Hakyun, he cried. A lot of them cried yesterday. But that's when he brought up, please don't make, you don't have to make the boys your priority. Mm. Like, we're happy to be in your lives. Mm. And that's enough for us.
I love it when idols remind the fans of those things. Of things right? Like that. It's so much more touching.
Yeah, it's comforting. It's so super comforting.
To know na nanggaling na sa kanila yon na...
Right.
We were just so happy that you actually included us in your lives. And I'm just... yeah. And actually, Eric is so funny. Like
Eric is funny.
I watched his whole episode on with Eric Nam. On like so funny. And even the episode with the three of them with Kevin and
Jake.
So funny. Please, like,
guys, please watch. Please listen. It's
a lot of my friends, I would actually call Eric as Anuna a magnet.
Because I
know so many people who are older.
Really?
Or even, yeah, who stan Eric. I'm like,
Eric, oh, what I appreciate about Eric, like, during Giddy Up year, or, you know, just the past years, when COVID was non-existent, and they could meet fans face-to-face, he always, if you write to him a lot, and eventually you'll meet him, he's gonna remember you for sure. Like, oh, yeah, right. You wrote about me. You talked about this, right? Or that. He's a very attentive guy, especially with his fans, but with the Dobbies in general. He really makes you feel the love with how he, you know, he posts pictures of him and everything. He's just super precious. Baby. And He's such a baby, but he's also the head of the household when it comes to cleaning. Cause, yeah, he's a very organized guy. Kahit na super chaotic niya, he cleans up and organizes everything. He's the one who chooses which member cleans on this day and all that.
Love that for him.
And he, and while he was in The Voice, he was also a student. Mm-mm-mm. And yeah, he's very hardworking, super good with dancing. And I really like how he's been showing his writing skills then with their raps. And he also released a song on SoundCloud. And yeah, he, his energy is unmatched in the group. Na all of the members wish that they can be Eric for a day just to have that energy. Now when everyone is like super low energy, na Eric is there to bring it up. Which is super cute. Super cute. Like, I love you, Eric. He's such a sunshine. I always remember Eric loves you. He's so cute.
So actually, that's all 11 of the boys.
That's all 11. Thank you so much for listening. So,
if any of those descriptions caught your ear talaga, is
caught your ear.
Go ahead and stand the boys. This is your time.
Yes, please.
Go ahead. And Selena, please. Very quick message for the boys, please, to end this episode.
Oh my gosh.
Super short lang. Don't go crying on me.
To end this episode and my introduction of the boys. Oh my gosh, message to the boys. I'm gonna be emotional.
Super short. Yeah.
I guess you can say I call the boys my clovers because I feel like I'm very lucky to have met them in this lifetime. Aww. And to have like choosing to stand them. Rather than be a distraction, they were like a huge motivation to me, especially at super low time of my life when I met them. And they have always been super genuine, super sincere, even as years pass by. I can't believe it's been 4 years because they're still the same guys I fell in love with more than three years ago. And yeah, just my reason to stand them was to see them succeed and to see them get so much recognition, so much achievements right now. I'm just super proud of them. And I know that even as time passes by, they're still going to be the same, you know, warm-hearted boys that I fell in love with for you. 4 years ago, and I'm just super thankful for them. That's why I got a tattoo.
Yeah.
They're my lucky clovers. I love them so much. And yeah, I can't wait for the day when, you know, when it's easier to meet up with people and that they have concerts around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them so much. Guys, standing the boys, stand you will not boys. Forget it. Yes. Stand the boys.
So much talent, so much charm, so much personalities when you go stan the boys. It's a ride. Trust me, I've been friends with Selena for a long time and I've seen her journey with
the boys. K-pop fan.
And yeah, so we'll end it here. Go ahead, stan the boys. We are...
Please.
She is at Selena Cruz.
On Instagram. You can find me... You can find my stan Twitter somewhere. Just
hidden
look
there.
For it.
Go. You'll find it on the Spill the Soju page. That's for yes, sure. Yes. On our Twitter. If you like this episode, if it made you stan the boys, don't forget to tell us. We are at STSPodPH on Twitter, at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. You can also contact us on our email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Everything is down below. If you like this episode, please, please rate, follow and subscribe to this podcast for more updates. And yeah, thank you, Selena.
Stan the boys. Thank
stan
you.
The boys.
Thank you for having thank me. I feel like I rambled a lot, but it's basically right. The boys.
Wouldn't have any other guests for our last pregame of the year, by the way. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay happy.